Well, it's easy for this guy to be heartless, because when you don't have one, well, you have no feelings, no way to be able to cut to the core of our guy Andy Hart of WEEI.com. We're 4-8 out of both losers today,
both
because
losers.
No one had Tennessee as the visor of choice.
Hart, no.
Good afternoon.
I don't think you guys know me as well as you think you do. You can't pick the visor. You act like I have no heart. I'm a very emotional fellow.
Well, the thing is also, like, we're starting to also think that you can hear us while we're making our choices, and so you're messing with it. You're cheating,
anger.
Basically.
No. Anger is also an emotion as well.
Yeah. And what's with the balloons? Is somebody having a baby? Is somebody graduating?
Going
what's going on in the background? You have an announcement to make today?
Yeah, some kid's going to come out of that closet and dive into that batch of balloons. What do you get? You get Chuck
God,
and cheese?
I hope there's no baby reveals in my world
Oh,
anymore.
That would be unbelievable. Did you move that from the area they're building the Chuck E. Cheese for the players and their families during the game?
He's responsible. He's responsible for entertainment.
Yeah, the daycare is now in my my guest room here. That's where I take care of everybody. Now, we're between birthdays, and I think there's some hijinks going on with the kids in the home, so I'll just leave it at that.
Okay. Oh, right. So you have no idea what's going on?
It's just like a prom announcement. Somebody inviting somebody to prom.
No, I don't think so.
Because I know it's a whole thing. It's a whole
thing. Oh, yeah,
right?
You have to have some... Yep.
The guy, so Jackson would have to come up with some crazy, clever way of inviting some girl to prom.
Absolutely. Right? It's not good enough to just ask anymore. There has to be posters or people or friends with cards or pizzas involved with toppings that spell things out.
You gotta, gotta put her in a real uncomfortable position where she can't say no. That's the
right. So which is smart in a way.
That is smart. Yeah.
She's here against her will.
No one standing out on the front lawn with
a radio,
a boombox. Yeah. No.
No,
I don't know.
Least,
maybe they'll do that. Throwback. Everything comes back around, right?
Kind of. I guess it does. Nostalgia's in for certain things.
What is with clothes?
Fashion. That's the way I live. Every 20 years, I'm in fashion.
I was just going to say, because we're the group that should be talking about...
Well, Gresh, you and I, at least, I think, are very comfortable and self-aware of who we are and what we are. I think one of the third thinks they have a little fashion sense.
Wait. When have I ever identified as somebody who has what you would call fashion sense?
You fashion yourself, fancy yourself as like a man about town, bon vivant. Yes, you do.
Hold on.
Ever since you were on that magazine cover and had that reveal party.
What do you mean? I was in a... It's just my face. It was all in my face.
Hang on. No one that I have worked with here at this station or within the last, I would say, 15 years of my career... had ever gone to Miami
again
with the whole pants and the Peter Pan shoes
it's Miami.
And all that stuff.
What do you want me to wear my sweats?
When Hart says you're a fashion plate or whatever, you're traveling to parts of the world where you would
have to dress up. You just, 2.5 hour flight
you just
to
said,
Miami.
You just said, what am I supposed to do? Wear my sweats in Miami? You chose to go there where you're not going to walk around with flip-flops and sandals.
If I am going out with my wife for the 3 times out of the year when we get alone time, I'm going to try to be sexy. I call it sexy.
You
I wear my
your white
sexy
pants
clothes.
On.
Yeah. I have my white pants on. I have my red shoes. I have my sexy little tight little. It is the soft shirt because I want her to be like, oh, you're so
the
soft
shirt.
This is so. What is this made out of? Well, it's half this and it's half that.
Thanks for making our point for us.
Yeah,
thanks
seriously.
For making our point for us.
Yeah.
If you went to a place where Speedos were the thing to do, would you wear a Speedo?
I've done that too. Yeah, Italy.
Exactly. Thank you.
Absolutely.
We're done here.
We're
no
done.
Further questions.
Yeah,
move along.
We're done. Yeah, there you are. Again, why do you care about fitting in?
Was in Rome. I was like, hey, we're in Rome, right? Let's do what the Romans do. Woohoo!
See? That shows your
toga party.
Your lack
went
of-
to a toga party.
Your lack of confidence. You're not comfortable just being yourself.
That's
you have
true.
To try to be
that's
who are
what
that,
that's what I've heard about me a lot.
Peer
I'm not
pressure.
Comfortable in my own skin.
What do you technically?
And I give in to peer pressure.
Yeah. When does you know what? We'll move
you
on.
Know what?
Before we get yelled at.
You win
at
this one, Hart. Okay. Take a victory lap.
No, listen. You're the. You know. Look, you're matching today.
All black. I'm in mourning.
Exactly.
What else is more like fashionable though? Like all black, right?
No, you know
that's,
what? It's
that's a
easy.
Thing.
It's easy. Anything with black works.
I was wondering if I bet you in those balloons behind you, Hart, for those watching on Twitch.
Wish his kid was back there. Literally popped out and scared him.
That'd be great. How it's many like E.T. of the, hiding between the balloons.
Oh,
just
it'd be
face.
Great. How many of those colors do you think Fourier has a shirt in?
All of them.
Oh, yeah, I think so, too.
All of them. Absolutely.
And like, we were wrong, Christian?
Oh, black is easy. If you really thought black was easy, you'd wear black all the time, one, right? Two, like Johnny three, Cash, Man in Black, one of those things.
Or yeah,
Steve Jobs.
Yeah.
I just have one outfit. You don't.
Having Again. It, I have a lot of stuff that I keep that just in case. Easter, I want something, got to wear a colorful Easter egg shirt.
May I ask where
Christmas,
you would be going
be
on
red.
Easter that you would have
church,
to
I go
dress
to church.
Up like that?
Church.
Stop it.
Is that the one time a year?
No.
Twice?
Christmas no, sneak in you're there. Going to he's on he's going to get a text from Mama Fourier in about 30 seconds.
I heard you say you went to
yeah,
church.
The devil called me and said you're lying on the radio.
That's
the devil. You're going to hell.
She got a special phone for the
yeah,
devil.
She does.
Oh, I'm not going to answer. The devil's on line one.
The devil told me you were putting some whatnot out there on the radio waves. Christian,
you lying again?
Do I have to say your middle name? That's when you know you're in trouble. All right,
yep.
Andy
That's
Hart.
Enough of this.
What do you make of? And I made the joke that when you left Patriots Football Weekly, you had such a presence down there that they fumigated the cubicle. They moved it. You know, they probably really glass encased it. They painted walls once you left and stuff like that. All because of this unbelievable presence and really. I guess you brought a standard there that they just wanted to tear down. So let's just paint it all up in here. Let's forget 20 years ever existed. What do you make of it?
I will say they haven't won a playoff game since I left the organization.
Oh, humble brag.
Coincidence, I think.
Humble brag. Yeah.
And I don't think they're going to win one next year.
No, but the walls are freshly painted.
Yeah, there's, I mean, it's a new feeling, right? You'd expect these things. We had our first kind of official media access yesterday where you get Peppers and Hunter Henry, who clearly, I think, are going to be leaned on as leaders. Hunter Henry's a returning captain. He feels an energy and a pride, and he talked about it. Jabril Peppers, I think he's just a natural leader. He brings an air about him. You see him. He's just a walking ball of muscle that wants to hit something, play football. But we even saw it last year with the way he talked about Belichick. Remember when he said, I'm sick of the flack he's getting or something like that?
Yeah.
And then he even handled that situation with the hot mic. You know, you're lucky we asked or we would have whooped you or whatever he said to Saquon Barkley. I think those are guys you're going to lean on in this new era. It's the honeymoon period. Aren't you supposed to feel a new energy, a new vibe, whether you're faking it or not? Whether it's all good, all bad, whatever. I think as a human being, you want to embrace what could be a new era, right? And so I don't think these guys are lying. I don't think these, you know, and some of it is visual and some of it is the air, you know, down there. Because as you would say, Gresh, and there's some truth to this. I lived there forever.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Belichick was an ominous presence. Like, you didn't want to get caught in the wrong part of the building because you knew the information would find its way back to Bill. And you'd hear from somebody or your boss would hear from somebody and then you'd hear from your boss. Right? Like, that big bad wolf is gone. For better or worse, I'm not here to judge that. There was a dominant figure in the organization. That is gone. And Gerard Mayo doesn't want to be that. Right? He's made it quite clear, and you have mocked this some, but love and connections is, you know, taking down the silo, that whole thing. So yeah, I mean, I do think there's new paint literally and figuratively down there, and now we'll see if you can paint some dubs, because, you know, he guaranteed more wins on the Greg Hill show, and I'm not so sure how I feel.
Oh, no, we're not allowed to go back and retroactively hold Gerard Mayo accountable for anything that he said in the giddiness
he
of
said
the
it.
First
I
3 months.
Words have meaning.
Oh, no, I'm with you.
You
but
say words.
I'm with you, but people choose to ignore a lot when they want to.
Well, yeah, you have, I mean, and I know we all say stupid things. We've all in this room, virtual or real, have said stupid things that get us in trouble. You talk too much. You talk too fast. I wasn't looking at you.
You staring right at me. Curtis just turned the radio off.
I was trying to do it like as a group.
Okay,
we've all done it.
Great.
So I do. I'm not one of those like, oh, cancel the guy for the worst thing he said or pounce on. But you are a leader. Choose your words wisely. You are speaking for an organization.
Yep.
You're a face, a billion-dollar entity. So it's interesting. You know, I think hopefully we've gotten through the rocky early waters. Because I do think the things that were said and then the things that followed them up, like there's been a lot of kind of, it'll be interesting. Elliot Wolf will have his opportunity a week from tomorrow to do his pre-draft press conference. And he has less missteps, I would say, early on in his tenure than Mayo has had or than even Robert has had. I don't think Robert's done a great job talking this offseason. So we'll see what Wolf, what sort of tone he sets a week from tomorrow.
So we were just talking about the whole Matt Rhule commentary, talking about how when Bill came out there and was talking to his staff and did a little coaches meeting, like a whole little learning session with them. And I'm curious, did you hear it, first of all?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. What were your thoughts when you heard it?
Sad.
For whom?
Sad for Bill, because I feel like this is like a realization of, I have an audience right now that wants to talk football. I've done this every day for 20 hours a day for, 45 years. I'm not going to have this audience all the time. And that was kind of the direction my mind took it, is that is still what he lives and breathes and wants to do. Just talk football, think football, focus on football. And he doesn't have an outlet for that. So I found that a little bit sad. Even some of the video today of him walking off the field at University of Washington with the cutoff sleeves, but by himself. Like, there's no one talking to him. It feels lonely for Bill Belichick.
Oh, like, wow. That is not what I expected you to say.
No, but wait a minute. But why would we expect anything else, considering one of the first things that they talked about was they can't wait to burn down all the silos?
No,
himself guy anyway?
No,
well,
but
he is. But he has. There were meetings. There was football. There was Bears there. There was whoever. There was, walking. How many times coming up the steps to the practice field, swinging the whistle, he's talking to somebody. And for you and I, it might be the most boring conversation ever. Christian, I mean, when you move your left foot on that block, it's got to be a quick step. It can't, that's what he lives. And he's not going to be able to live that anymore, because at some point, isn't he just going to Nantucket or wherever he's going to be?
There's going to be a month or so where there's just, even if you're coaching, there's a dry spell where, all the doors are closed, everybody leaves.
But there's an end to that.
Their clock is still ticking, right? So you get your rest and relaxation, you had to come back. But I looked at it so differently. I looked at it as like, oh God, look at all these other, if you're listening to what Matt Rhule is saying, and how he's talking and how passionate he is, and how he's talking about being embarrassed. If I'm any of these coaches, I'm going, wow, I'm going to end up regretting not hiring this guy.
That was where a lot of people took it. I know Burt Breer was like, oh, it's an embarrassment that the NFL didn't hire this guy. Well, why? He's 72 years old. We can pretend it's a simple decision. You're only getting a couple years out of him. So to blow up your franchise for Bill Belichick is not the simple decision people want to make it out to be. Yes, if he was 60, it would be the easiest decision on the planet. He'd have 30 teams lined up. Maybe only Andy Reid and, Shanahan wouldn't be lined up. Everybody else would be lining up to get him. But he's 72. He's an overbearing presence, as we just discussed about, not only in the locker room, but in the totality of your franchise. So I don't think it's that easy decision that people make it out to be. I will say, you brought up the word embarrassed when Rhule said he was sort of embarrassed. If I'm his boss, I'm thinking, if you're so in awe and embarrassed by this guy, why are you my coach and not him? Why am I paying you millions of dollars if this guy's available? So there was like a weird, feeling there. But
yeah, Trev Alberts was the one who did that. He's now Texas A&M.
Yeah, he moved on. Whoever the boss is now.
Texas A&M has the kind of money to hire Bill if they want.
But it kind of reminded me of McVay bowing down to Bill in the Super Bowl the first time. And it's like, Matt Rhule, you're supposed to be a big name, big money, program builder coach. I'm not sure I love the idea that you're embarrassed by being in the same room with Bill Belichick. Maybe that tells me you're not the great coach I think you are. Maybe I'm paying you too much money and need to bring him in.
Yeah, I don't know. I think maybe Rhule's realizing, this is why I failed in the NFL. Because in college, the guy's, Rhule's hand-stamped. He's built multiple programs.
Sure, and we'll see. We'll see. But I also, I don't know if you guys listened to the Ernie Adams, Julian Edelman Games with Names podcast.
We did, yeah.
Oh, my God.
It was.
I thought he would be more like Harry Carey, not the way Ernie Adams sounds, but go ahead, I digress.
Well, no, it was long. I listened to the whole thing and I found it a bit regrettable. I think I could have been.
Wow, really?
I mean, it was like 2 hours and 40 something minutes that I feel like they could have cut down to about 32 minutes and I would have gotten the same information, stories, or whatever.
Well, it reminded me. Podcaster Andy Hart weighs in on a long podcast.
You do know I do it also.
You're Fourier-ing it up here.
When you ramble on, you lose part of the audience. And he reminded me of Grammy Hart in the old days talking about Ireland. And you're like, Grammy, land the plane. What the hell are we talking about?
Well, you never said that to her.
No, because she would have hit me.
Yes, you're exactly right. But I was thinking Grammy, I was just going to say, she had a backhand or
absolutely.
Forehand?
Absolutely.
I got the backhand.
What does Edelman do when he runs out of like former Patriots to interview?
Oh, there's plenty. And then he can start doing like officials and opponents whatever that.
He'll bring people in to do dad jokes.
Yeah.
Ernie, how corny can we get?
Oh, I'll listen to that. Sign me up. Ernie said something when he was talking about Drew and the 2001 season and the kind of idea that the game stops for no one. Like, it wasn't going to stop for Drew. The season went on. We didn't know what was going to happen, but the season was going to go on. And he said, he threw in sort of an aside. He said, and Bill will find that out in September when he's not the coach. The Patriots will have a game, and he won't be the coach. And that's what I thought of when Matt Rhule was talking about Bill. Like, I don't know that Bill is probably even really sat down and realized, holy crap, I'm not coaching this year.
He's going to go through it.
Yeah, like, that is still on the horizon. I thought it was really interesting that Ernie brought that up, that he's going to feel that come September when Patriots line up, they kick off, and Bill Belichick's just an afterthought. He's a part of the past. He's no longer a part of the present.
Our guy Andy Hart is a part of the present. You can read him at WEEI.com on the Six Rings podcast. And a night with Keefe? Is tonight the Keefe night?
Or was last night was Keefe night and Gresh. The one thing worse than driving into work with horrific traffic is driving home from it took me over 2 hours to get home last night. Everywhere I turned, lanes were closed. I couldn't get on 93 South. It dumps me in Chinatown. Then I get on 93 South, and we got these jack wagons up on a scissor lift fixing some digital board.
I like it.
2 hours to get home. 2 hours between 10 o'clock and midnight was a kick in the old cojones.
Did you have like a peanut butter sandwich hidden or something like that to have on the way home?
It's funny you mentioned that. I was getting hungry, and in the center console, I found one of my Awaken 180 protein bars, and I can't tell you how good it was. Unbelievable.
They're good anyway.
It wasn't the caramel crunch, but it was still a good
caramel flavor. Crunch bar is ridiculous.
The best thing.
Shime's
the
hooked best. On those too. Have you seen Shime lately?
He's disappearing. I haven't seen him lately because he blew us off for a Six Rings podcast recording, the dink.
Oh, he did.
Big timed us. Funny, he just didn't show up, didn't respond to texts, just didn't do anything.
Oh, that's a Shime move right there.
Literally the disappearing Shime. He's apparently now that he's skinny, he doesn't need us anymore. He's got more options or something. Who knows?
I wonder if he's learning from some other people in the building of how he can act when he looks all hot and, you know.
Conversation has gotten really weird.
What? Yeah, the only person in the building who wears
really
a
Shime is going to turn to now once Shime gets thin and hot, there's only one person he's going to turn to
he
for
can
advice
only relate
right
to me, right?
It's only going to be Christian.
Okay, go do some bench press, okay? Your squat little pterodactyl arms.
Just take my creatine first.
Yeah, he's got more balloons to blow up.
Yeah, go blow
up.
Some balloons up.
Go
get your prom. Get your balloon.
We'll see you later. I'm buddy Andy Hart. You can read him at weei.com.